social experiment. USA! 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 USA!
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You bitch! All night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It's it has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster. That's not even a word.
Yeah, he beat like he stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown, touchdown, Clemson, Renzo, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us on WCCP 105.5. The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Kwok, Miss Kelly Graham. Look at this Monday, November the 13th, 2017. Thanks for joining us. You know, it's not just the the football team, or really any football team, that's got a piling up injury list. You know, Brad Singer's on the shelf this, you know, today, and boy, it's just. People dropping like flies here. I'm just trying to stay well. Got a big week ahead, and we're happy to start it off with you here on a beautiful Monday in the Upstate.
Brad apparently lost his voice.
Yep.
Not sure where he put it, but he lost it. And then a few weeks ago, Zach has been sick. William, the intern. Bill Pardee
what?
Is on the injured reserve list right now.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And I didn't think Bill Pardee could ever get sick because he's Bill Pardee.
Things are crazy. He's our Tom Tucker from Family Guy.
He's
Tom Tucker doesn't get sick.
He's a legend.
Lots to get to today. Kelly, you were just a social butterfly on Saturday. In fact, you know, a lot of your commentary about the game were just how many plays you didn't get to. I want to know, like, where did you go? That you couldn't get to all these places.
Okay.
You haven't apologized. You basically have been on the phones all day, from what I gather. I apologize if you're writing apology cards to people, putting them in the snail mail with envelopes and stamps
right.
For millennials out there. That's how people send mail that's meaningful. They write it with their hands and they send it in envelopes.
Never heard of it. Let me ask this question, Kwok. And I think some people will understand. If you agree with me, 986-1566, you can tweet at us, at Kelly Grimlick, at Kwok Talk, at 105.5 The Roar.
Yeah, hit us up on the health and text line on this. Transform your body in 90 days, I dare you. Transform your mail with snail mail.
Get the Northland Communication phone lines.
Put a thank you card or an apology card in the mail.
You can find us anywhere.
Yes.
Here is my statement. It's a bold statement, but I think a lot of people will agree. Florida State weekend, when it's a home game in Clemson, is my favorite weekend of the year, but also my most stressful. Because everyone is in town. Everyone. When people make plans, let's say you have certain friends or certain family members that only come to Clemson for one game a year. If it's a year where Clemson's hosting Florida State, which game are they choosing?
They are choosing Florida State.
Because the way the schedule's worked out is that when Clemson is at South Carolina, they host Florida State. So obviously the most important game of the year, as you look at the schedule in August, you would think it's Florida State. So everyone makes their plans. And I'm telling you, everybody and their mom, literally, was in town. And so I just had a lot of stops to make. And Zach Gore was a little frustrated with me because it was the one game he got to tailgate because he is our network manager. He's very important. And he actually got to tailgate for Florida State. And I only stopped by for, I mean, I might have been there 20 minutes, maybe. He was on the list, but I just couldn't fit in enough quality time.
He said three. No.
I'll say 15.
15? So you're gonna meet him in the
yeah,
like,
20
the
minutes
edge of the
might
fourth
be.
Quadrant. I can't even say meet him in the middle. You're meeting
20
him
minutes
in the
might
edge
be
of the
generous.
Fourth quadrant.
I was there for at least 12 minutes.
How many words did you say to Zach? What was the exchange?
I said a lot of words. I met Uncle Joe. I met, obviously, I know Zach's girlfriend. I met the brother. I met all these friends. I met everybody. I was there.
Yeah, Kristen made an appearance in the press box. Zach and Kristen in the press box during the game.
So I heard that Zach was going to be in the press box.
Yeah. Oh,
and I
yeah.
told Kristen, I said, you can't cheer. You got to be cool.
It was fun. It was a fun time.
So I heard
the
they were
boss
cool.
lady made an appearance. Yeah.
Do you know what I heard about boss lady?
What happened?
I heard that she got scolded in the press box.
She did.
For cheering.
She did.
Yeah.
That's
it happens.
Okay.
It happens to all of us. It happens to all of us.
Right.
It's all good.
I mean, I was told like 42 times before I worked my first game, you can't do that.
I will be honest, as a GA, I was reprimanded at one point.
It's a big game. Look, it's a big game.
Yeah.
And frankly, when Clemson, there was a point in there where Clemson got a first down. It was like moving heaven and earth to get 10 yards in three plays. It was unbelievable.
Give me your overall. I mean, obviously, I think that there was some frustration following that game. And of course, at some point, you just feel ungrateful to say you're frustrated with 9-1 and all this stuff. But it's still okay to talk about frustrations and what you felt from the game. So give me some initial reaction there, Kwok.
Kelly, you'd agree there's a way it's supposed to look.
Yeah.
There's a way it's supposed to look. When you're up 17-0 at one point and you're playing at home and the team that you're playing against looks like it looks like a complete disaster.
The first
it looks like
half,
a horrible team. Like, you want to keep that going.
The offensive performance in the first half for Florida State was abysmal. They looked so inadequate.
You know the thing that made me the maddest? Is that number one?
The
it
most
was
mad?
It was the most mad, the maddest, the most. It was the most maddest thing that it made me. That sentence was stupid. It was the fact that they fumbled twice in goal to go situations inside the five. Typical Pittsburgh loss attribute. Typical NC State almost lose attribute from last year that had never cropped up at any point in the season. From that point, it was the when they lost. Well, when they fumbled twice and lost a turnover. In the red zone. It was the second red zone turnover all year, and the first one was like the first red zone trip against Kent State. Remember that?
Yes.
Slant to Deion Kane. They tip it up in the air. The guy picks it off. They hadn't turned the ball over in the red zone since. Not one time. They came away empty a couple times, but they've not turned it over. All of a sudden, you just got oven mitt hands, one of my buddies used to call. I won't even say who. One of the former women's basketball players, Oven Mitts. You know, a mutual friend of ours used to call him Oven Mitts because he couldn't catch. It was Oven Mitts trying to catch and hold the ball inside the five.
Wait, they used to
just
call a
hands.
Former women's basketball player
no,
that?
No, men's basketball player.
Oh, men's
yeah.
basketball player.
Former men's basketball player. Oven Mitts because he could never catch and hold onto the ball. Anyway, that's neither. Actually, that has a point. That's what it felt like, watching them like, you know, kick the ball around. And in Florida State, isn't it just Florida State to go na 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 na
when they couldn't pick up that fumble?
Between that and the Florida pick six where the guy fumbles at the goal line and South Carolina recovers it and ends up moving to like the 25.
They got a first down.
Between those two plays. I saw the one where the Florida's gonna score too, where Frank's like run around with a chicken with his head cut off on 3rd and 4 and just throws it like a hand grenade. Woo! Way up in the air. Like 60 yards, and a guy catches it for an easy touchdown, except his teammate's in the way.
Right.
And they go bong, and they fall down. Like, what are these teams doing? You're making it harder on yourself.
And I think that's the main complaint, if there is one, after a 17-point victory over Florida State, which that sentence, you would think many moons ago, that would never be a complaint after that sentence. But if there is a complaint, it would be that Clemson kind of kept shooting itself in the foot. And they could have put that game away so much earlier than they did. Even, forget those fumbles in the first half, right? Even the
yes.
Deion Kane drop in the third quarter. If he catches that ball, he has green grass, he scores, this thing is over, right? It's completely over.
Oh, it's totally
it would be,
done, yeah.
It would be, what, 24-7 at that point? There was just so many times that I felt Clemson shot itself in the foot.
I want us to keep this in mind because I think there's a way it's supposed to look and it didn't look that way. And so you're going to be upset with the way that the offense played. And particularly the way that the offense, you know, at times we've been upset that the defense, like the Syracuse game, quarterback goes out, things aren't going great. Defense, even when it gets a touchdown, it gets a 15-yard throat slash penalty. It seemed like the defense never really had the offense's back at Syracuse, not to the extent that it needed to, playing complimentary football like Dabo talks about. This game, the offense needed to have the defense's back because, frankly, the defense was on its back. The whole first string was either battered, bruised, or out. They were completely done. You're playing major possessions in a three-point game with not by choice, without the services of Kendall Joseph, Dexter Lawrence, Mark Fields, Marcus Edmond, Tanner Muse is out. You've got people on the sidelines. Ryan Carter is in a concussion protocol because a guy tried to decapitate him. And then more on that in a second. What a disgrace that is. But we don't even get to that right now. I'm just telling you, this is a game where the offense needed to have the defense's back, and it kept putting the defense out there on the field with second stringers asked to play first team reps and third stringers asked to play second team reps against a team that is not good offensively but has some players that can make individual plays that would potentially make the game problematic. That would be my assessment there of the offense. But I think above all else, we have to keep this in mind. And this is a little bit surprising, and I'm going to try to head off of the pass some of the criticism with this. I tweeted this out just a little bit ago because I'm kind of sitting on it. Should I bring it out on the air, put it on Twitter? I felt like I should put it on Twitter, at Qualk Talk. Before we pretend Clemson's offense is broken beyond repair, consider this. And we're worried about the deep ball and the fact that every time Kelly throws it to Deion Kane, he drops it, oven mitts, he drops it. And every time Deion Kane is wide open, that Kelly overthrows him, and we assume that Deion's going to catch it. For what reason, I don't know, because he drops the times when Kelly throws it correctly. They didn't complete a deep pass again. It's almost impossible to miss that many deep balls in a row.
Or sometimes when Hunter Renfro is open on a third down, a key third down, or whatever, Kelly Bryant thinks he's 8 feet tall.
Right.
There's that issue. I mean, there's
Manute
just...
Manute Bol on a stepladder would have gotten it.
There's just little issues. Yes, I agree.
But then there's this.
But there's, you're getting to your overarching theme here.
Before we pretend Clemson's offense is broken beyond repair, consider this. The Tigers scored more offensive points than anyone else versus NC State. That's all year, by the way. All year. And more than anyone but BC versus Florida State. And we know that BC game is a little bit weird because Florida State gave up.
What a crazy
right?
stat.
I know. Boston College scored 34. Clemson scored 31. Everybody else, Louisville, everybody. Score more points. Louisville scored 31.
It was 31-28.
Right. The point is, it's not as if Clemson is scoring 13 or 14 or 16 or 17 points against teams that are routinely giving up 24-27. Clemson actually is becoming the least common denominator for these teams that, in terms of scoring defense, are playing pretty well.
Which is crazy to think about because you watch that Clemson-Florida State game and you think, could our offense have played any worse? I mean, ETN was good. I thought the run game was overall very solid. But it's a good point. Florida State, for all their issues, right, and all their six losses and all the crazy stuff that's happened to them this year, their defense has been pretty good. It's never really been their defense that's lost them a game. They've really held people, like you said, to 31 points or less in every single game. They just haven't been able to score enough.
I've got a lot of watching in person critiques of Florida State that I think are kind of interesting. And it goes to, I think a lot of it goes to Jimbo. And I've been kind of giving him a pass, but man, I've got some concerns. And I hadn't gone back and watched the game again, but man, I feel like a better game plan. Florida State would have given themselves a chance. They had no chance. The game plan they ran, they had no chance. They had made a couple big plays, a couple pop plays in there, had one good drive. Other than that, the offense was set up to fail. It was set up to fail by a guy who presumably is a good play caller and a good setter-upper of offenses. He set it up to fail. He set his quarterback up to fail. He set his receivers up to fail and his O-line up to fail. And we can criticize players, but you got to look the head coach first. The man at the top of the food chain, He set Florida State up to fail on Saturday, I thought, for a lot of the game. We'll discuss that a little bit later on. Hey, Zero Res will help you impress your friends and family with a clean home. It brings a whole new meaning to clean carpets, just like new. They use empowered water, no residue, odors, or toxic chemicals left behind. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z, spell it backwards or forwards. It's a right way to clean. Call 558-7300. No one can clean like Zero Res. 654-ROAR is the phone number, 654-7627. You like to get in on the Northland Communication phone lines today. We'll go to the phones with more Clemson, Florida State analysis and thoughts on Georgia Auburn, thoughts on Bama, Mississippi State. I almost trolled Bama so hard after that game because they came at me on Twitter. We'll explain that. Notre Dame gets pummeled to death, completely eviscerated. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later on.
Here's my main question for you. And I think a lot of Clemson fans are thinking this. Now, again, this would be looking ahead, but sometimes we do that. Does Miami scare you?
Ooh.
Let's discuss.
I've got a phrase that I saw written.
Scare might be the wrong word.
No, we'll get there. There was a phrase that was written that I couldn't argue with. That's a little bit different than other things that have been written in the last few years. We'll talk about that. More to come. Out of Bounds. Happy Monday. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Introducing Bamboo Court, a new community from Tom Winkoff & Associates. 14 townhome-style condos with two bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and walk-in closets. Bamboo Court is luxury living on the CAT bus route near Clemson University. Pre-selling for August 2018, starting at $195.5. Learn about Clemson's newest townhomes at tomwinkoff.com. For your game day condo or for your college student, call Susie at 303-8070 today. Bamboo Court is a Tom Winkoff development.
For your last-minute tailgate or football watching party supplies, Locomart is the best place to go. You can get stocked up with their huge selection of craft beers that you won't find at any other convenience store. Need snacks? Got you covered. And rewards that help you save even more money. The who's who of Clemson sideliners shop at Locomart, shouldn't you? Locomart, Old Greenville Highway and 123, proudly locally owned and operated, Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit LightStream.com for important terms and conditions.
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. B-Y-T. Turn the love and care. And I'll take you there. Girl. I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. Turn the love and care, and I'll take you there.
Anywhere, yes,
I want. Nothing can stop this burning desire to be with you. Gotta get.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. 654-ROAR is the phone number of the Northland Communication phone lines. You can get in with us each and every show via the phone lines. Let's go to Twitter on the, at Quawk Talk. We'll go to at Quawk Talk here. Steve says this, misfiring instead of broken beyond repair with Clemson's offense. I kind of did create a straw man there. Wink. Steve says misfiring, not broken beyond repair. Says number two, having back-to-back subpar performances is fact, no pretending. That's true. My whole point is that with number two having back-to-back subpar performances, you have become the standard, basically, on how to play offense against the last two defenses you've played. That's the point. I'm not saying that you should be totally pleased with the offense. I'm saying relative to the rest of the teams that have played these defenses, you should feel good about your output. Does that make sense? Like, that might be weird, but before we start thinking that we're upset that Clemson didn't score 55 points on these defenses, is it fair to contextualize with all the other offenses that maybe these defenses are pretty good at stopping somebody?
Yes, and I think what you're getting at is that scoring 31 should be enough for Clemson fans. And I agree. And I think if you score 31 against pretty much any opponent, Clemson should win the game because of that defense. That being said, Quack, I think where the frustration lies is more in the aesthetic. It's more how it looked.
Yeah.
Because it just looked sloppy. And it was kind of what we've seen from this coaching staff in terms of their play calling and just the game, the scheme in general. The second half was tough to watch. Just because
it was tough.
You just completely take the foot off the gas. And I saw some crazy numbers for Kelly Bryant. I'm going to find this tweet. He talked about his passing attempts and how he's literally thrown, I mean, over 70%, maybe more, of his pass attempts in the first half. Because it is, and a lot of that is, you know, in certain games, maybe Hunter Johnson got some looks. He didn't play in the Syracuse second half, etc. But I think, and I get why they do it, and it works, because Clemson's 9-1 and they're in the playoff conversation and it's working. But I think there is some frustration where the game plan is just not the same.
Coming out to half. Yeah, coming out in the third quarter, punt, fumbles, not great. I do think it's noteworthy that none of those were three and outs. So, yeah, they had to punt four times and they fumbled. But you're at least getting one first down. It's not like you're getting stonewalled, 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 stonewalled. In fact, if you look at the game, Clemson only had one three and out the whole game, and it was the first drive. They either scored in under three plays, which they did on the 28-yarder, or they took a knee at the end of the half, or they at least got one first down in every possession. If you're doing that and scoring 31, again, I don't want to act like people's displeasure is wrong or it's misplaced or misguided or people should just shut up with the criticism. I'm not trying to say that because I think there are elements to criticize. But I do think it needs to be in a proper context, and the way to contextualize it is Clemson still had more points and pretty much more yards than anybody else against Florida State, say Boston College, and they had more points and more yards against anybody else against NC State. So to me, if you're upset, just know that that's what you're upset about. Before we act like Clemson's getting 107, like Clemson could be Georgia getting smacked in the mouth by Auburn getting 230 yards. You know what I'm saying? There's a big difference there. OmahaSteaks.com is a place to go for a great gift idea. They sponsor the first hour of the program. I love, 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 love OmahaSteaks.com. And you know why? Because they give a smorgasbord of meat options in this family gift pack. Let me just explain this to you. $49.99, you get the family gift pack. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Enter my code William in the search bar for 75% off. Right now, they're giving away, this is exclusive just for our listeners. They're basically giving this stuff away. Three quarters of the value is chopped off. And here's what you get. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha steak seasoning packet, and they're going to throw in four additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, enter my code William in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's a gift guaranteed to be a hit. They do great stuff at Omaha Steaks. Peruse their website. They've got great recipes, wine pairings. They've got vegetable and dessert items there for you. I mean, it's not just the meats, but don't get it twisted. This is the good stuff right here in the family gift pack. OmahaSteaks.com. Don't forget to type William in the search bar.
I found the stat. Are you ready?
Yes.
This comes via Zach Lentz on Twitter, okay?
Okay.
Talking about Clemson going conservative in the second half. Kelly Bryant has 1,925 passing yards on 277 attempts this season, okay?
Okay.
1,356 of those yards came in the first half on 196 attempts. In the second half this season, Kelly Bryant has only thrown 81 passes for 568 yards. That's insane.
That is. If I'm doing some quick math in my head, it's basically two-thirds of his passes are coming in the first half.
Basically, 200 of his 277 passes
have
come in the first half. Yeah, that's three-fourths. Yeah.
That was bad. That was bad math.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. And it speaks to some of the frustration that it feels like you're taking a foot off the gas. Now, I will say this. Let's go to the Health Air text line before we go to the phones here. 986-1566. Go to the Health Air text line. Texter says, I think you also want to remember we're getting these teams' best efforts. FSU would love nothing more than to spoil anyone's season, especially Clemson. Some of that razzle-dazzle, like they scored 14, but they also got a chunk of yards on a double reverse flea flicker pass, right? Where Florida, if it's 17-7, people aren't as mad at the offense than when it was 17-14. Look, I was kind of a grumpy McGee. I was a grumpy McGee in
the
press box about the offense.
They also dropped that wide-open ball.
Right, well, that's
what
true.
What was that, third quarter?
Third quarter, and they missed a couple throws. Like, the play design on the fourth down, when it was still a shutout in the third quarter, where they threw it over Auden Tate's head, and he kind of dropped it.
Yes.
That was a great play design. There were two guys on that side, and there were three routes, and it was just really good play design. But then the texter goes on to say, same guy in the 8-4-3, says Oklahoma scored 0 points in their second half. Different teams, I know. But Oklahoma scored 38 in the first half against TCU, and then basically shut it down.
They did, but...
And the other team made adjustments, too, that
Oklahoma
made it
tougher. Oklahoma has showed that they also can put it on, and so has Clemson, but...
Like late in the NC State game where Clemson struggled for a bit in the middle and turned it on at the end.
But just because OU doesn't score in the second half doesn't mean they can't score. We know Oklahoma can score whenever they want.
Right.
Whenever they want. They just started running the ball, and I thought that the game plan for OU was really good. And the fact that OU held TCU to 20 points... I mean, that is the win in itself.
They shut down TCU's offense. Oh, yeah.
Because that proves to the committee that, hey, we can play some defense. Now, Kenny Hill isn't exactly Mason Rudolph here, but we can play some defense. I thought that was big for Oklahoma.
TCU's pretty low octane. We'll get to that more. I even said that in the tailgate show. You know, Eric McLean said it was too high octane offenses. And I was like, sorry to step on your toes, but I was actually about to call TCU low octane for the Big 12.
Yeah, put TCU in the Big 10, and whew, they're the most exciting offense in the conference. But in the Big 12, they're just kind of middle of the pack.
Yeah, it's a kind of a, you know, run the ball. It's kind of a boring, you know, when you see Oklahoma and Oklahoma State go at
right.
it. Oklahoma TCU. That's why I picked Oklahoma, and I really didn't think twice about it because Oklahoma's too good offensively. TCU wasn't going to be able to win that track meet.
That's what I said as well. Same page.
Let's go to the Northern Communication phone lines. Delvin is up with us next before we hit our next break. What's up, Delvin?
Hey, guys, a couple things. First of all, your national nightmare is over. Bush Jones is gone from Tennessee, man.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. In fact, we'll maybe say we'll talk about smattering of things in the next segment. I want to hit on old Butchie a little bit. Did you see the stat where he has his most recent game against every single Southeastern Conference team he's lost?
Yeah, I saw that. And man, I think about all the memories, man. The champions of life, leadership reps, man. Those are gonna go down. I remember those memories of Tennessee for a long time.
I'm just a little bit sad that they're going to be worse at life now. With Butchie gone, they're going to be worse at life. And Butch is going to be a champion of life, raking in like 200K for the next umpteen years to just sit there. Yeah. He's going to be all right.
Yeah. I know why Coach Scruggs, man, in the second half of Florida State, man, they were looking ahead to the Citadel, man. They were looking ahead.
Well, I mean,
they remember when the Citadel upset South Carolina. They didn't want to overlook. They looking to, that's why they were looking to head to the Citadel. And I want to get your take on that idiot Ethan Rice, man.
Oh, Emmett Rice, you talking about the helmet to helmet? Look, here's the thing.
They're celebrating. Then celebrated, then on the sideline laughing about it. Did you see when he was going to the locker room that he was doing the go to sleep sign?
Yes, I saw that, and I didn't see anybody else. I'm doing this thing that I hate where, like, I assume that nobody else said it before me, but I didn't see anybody else tweeting about it, and so I tweeted about that he pointed up in the stands at somebody from the Florida State section, presumably, and did the put him to sleep sign. Like, I just think that's low class. And it reminded me, Delvin, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you for my call.
Absolutely. It reminded me of something that the U did like 10 years ago when they were fake back. Like when they played Bobby Petrino's Louisville team and they went out and like stomped all over the logo and then Louisville put like a 50 burger on them. Like it's fake tough. It's cowardice. You're not good enough to win in a game, so you got to take cheap shots at players who aren't looking and then stand over them like you did something in a like a bull in a ring. Are you kidding me? This guy, Emmett Rice, should be ashamed of himself. He should never play again. And yet he had coaches on the sideline when it was clear every replay in the stadium had him basically headhunting out there. Something that 10 years ago would have been in vogue, but now we know a lot more about concussions. So he goes to he hits Ryan Carter helmet to helmet, stands over and flexes. He goes over to the sideline. He's getting dapped up by all his coaches and teammates like he did something great. Then he gets ejected from the game, jogs off the field, and does a go-to-sleep sign like he's proud of what he did. I'm sorry. That's what the U did when they were fake back before they fired coaches. That's fake bravado. That's fake toughness. That's fake swagger. It's phony baloney, and it needs to stop. Florida State's going to continue to be mediocre if that's the way they want to play.
When you rewatch that hit, it's so cringeworthy. You know how you can't watch someone break their leg or you can't, you know what I mean? That's
yes.
The feeling I get when I watch that. That is the cheapest shot I have ever seen because this is on, what is this, on a punt? What is this on, Quack? I don't even remember.
It was on a punt. It was on a punt return, yeah.
Okay, first of all, it's a punt return, buddy. You're nowhere near the ball, secondly. And you know part of this too, Quack, Florida State understands that Clemson has three healthy DBs. And look who he went after.
Yep.
Florida State knew that exactly. And he went right after Ryan Carter. That is the cheapest thing I've ever seen. That is so dirty. And the fact that even just in general, that hit is despicable. Then you run off the field, point at some of your Seminoles, and then give the go to sleep sign. You should be kicked off the team.
Yeah, you should not play again the rest of the year.
You are in danger. On that field. You are a danger to the opponent. You're a danger in practice to your teammates if you act like that.
What I don't like is the idea that we could tell somebody that he did a good job when now you're hurting your teammates. Like, you come off the field and look, if it's a good hit, if it's a play. Like, for instance, and I know people are going to laugh when I use this example because, like, typical Quag, he would use this. The Tanner Muse hit on Lamar Jackson. Was it targeting? Probably. Was it an aggressive, malicious hit where he legitimately put himself over his teammates? No. You know what was? When he throws slash in the end zone. Now, I still think he chugged the ball and was wiping his mouth. But be that as it may, you put your team in jeopardy when you do that. So what is that? What happens? You sit. You go over there and sit down. You're not playing for a while. At Florida State, they're giving you fist bumps, and they're probably putting stickers on the back of your helmet for that stuff. That's why you're not making a bowl game with your sorry program, or you're going to a 6-6 bowl game on December 19th, playing the same time as the Mountain West fifth-place team and some independent BYU that got in somehow at 3-9. That's why that's your program right now. Because you celebrate knocking guys out in inconsequential plays and inconsequential ways because you can't win mano a mano on the field. I'm sick of that from these Florida schools that think they're rough and tumble and they get in a game, they get punched in the mouth by these superior teams, and then they want to act like they're still as tough as they always were. You know nothing about Peter Boulware. You know nothing about Michael Boulware. You know nothing about Warwick Dunn. You know nothing about Peter Warwick. You know nothing about Chris Winkie. You know nothing about Jameis Winston or LaMarcus Joyner or some of these guys from a few years ago that you should have learned from.
Instead,
you're a disgrace to the Florida State jersey. You're a disgrace to the Florida State name, and you should never play again. And guess what? If Jimbo Fisher has any scruples whatsoever, if he's any modicum of a decent person, Emmett Rice will never suit up for Florida State. We won't even have that weird Jameis Winston thing where he showed up at warmups and was like, what am I supposed to do? He'll go on the bus back to Tallahassee. He'll ship him off somewhere, and he'll never set foot in the facility again until the season's over. That includes the extra bowl practices that you're going to buy by rescheduling the game with UL Monroe to get your sixth little precious win. Congratulations on that, by the way. And beating a Florida team that can't get out of its own way. Get out of my face with this fake bravado, Florida State. It's the most disgraceful thing in sports when these players and these programs let this type of behavior go. It's a disgrace.
Preach it, Quack.
Back for more Out of Bounds in a moment.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Join Qualk and Kelly this Friday from 12 to 3 at Smokin' Pig in Pendleton. We'll have Citadel tickets to give away and talk to the farmers that make the best barbecue. This Friday from 12 to 3 with Qualk and Kelly at Smokin' Pig. Pork powered by soy.
Dr. Frank Armacito with the Surgery Center at Pelham on what it means to you as a patient.
I helped develop our outpatient joint replacement program. Our patients are a priority, and it's my goal as an orthopedic surgeon to offer treatment options. Qualified candidates go home the same day. You will be up and walking before we send you home.
The Surgery Center at Pelham, ideal for athletes and active people who want to get back to their old routines. NewKneeReplacement.com.
Gearing up for an autumn escape? Stop by the Pendleton Tire Company and buy a set of 4 eligible Yokohama tires and get a Visa prepaid card up to $70. Choose from Yokohama's all-new rugged Geolander MT-G003, the reliable all-season Geolander HT-G056, and many more. So hurry in to Pendleton Tire today, because your chance to escape with incredible savings ends soon. Visit YokohamaTire.com for complete terms and conditions of the mail-in rebate.
It's time to pre-order your Bojangles seasoned fried turkey. Get a fully cooked turkey seasoned to perfection for $39.99. Pre-order yours today. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom just because. Online purchase and print from your computer only at urbannirvana.com.
Impress your guests this holiday season with Extreme Clean Light New Carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because only Zero Res cleans with empowered water. No soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned and sanitized for only $129. Book now before they fill up for the holidays. Call 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment with Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Select used vehicles buy for $2K, down 3.5% APR, 84 months plus tax, tag, title, 224. Closing fee with group credit.
Forget the malls. It's Ralph Hayes Toyota's Black Friday sale. And it's not for just one day. It's all month long or until we sell out. Over 300 Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Ralph Hayes Toyota has made a power purchase of 2017 Toyota Camrys that are Toyota certified and ready for delivery. 17 Camrys starting at $16,990 or just $199 a month while they last. You heard right. 17 Camrys starting at just $16,990 or $199 a month. Also, during our Black Friday all month long sales events, we have 2017 Corollas starting at $14,990 or just $175 a month. Where can you get America's best-selling sedan for under $199 a month? Only at Ralph Hayes Toyota during our Black Friday all month long sale. Visit us online at RalphHayesToyota.com or give us a call 864-226-1571.
We are always faced with making decisions every day, but have you considered the importance of some of those decisions? Take Social Security, for example. Did you know that when you begin Social Security could have a tremendous impact upon your retirement income for the rest of your life? What about how much you should save for retirement? Making an informed decision is in your best interest. Hi, my name is Greg Wells, and I'm one of the advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Call me today, and I can help you make the right financial decisions. 654-5043.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers.
Hey, what took you so long to get to the game? You missed 2 touchdowns.
Aw, man, I can't believe I missed them.
I thought you were going to be in my tailgate. It was epic.
I had some traffic issues, you know? That mess they call the gateway. First, there was a lane closure, then an accident. Must have added 20 minutes to the drive. By the time I got to Clemson, I couldn't find a good parking spot.
What is wrong with you? Why didn't you take the Southern Connector?
Because I didn't think there'd be a problem getting onto 85, and I didn't have any change to pay the tolls.
See, that's your problem. You don't think. There are only 7 home games. Then the season we waited for all year will be history. Why chance it?
Okay, I made a mistake, but that won't happen twice. Next time, I'm taking the Southern Connector.
Take the Southern Connector to the game and get a PAL pass so you don't need to carry change. If you sign up for a new account by November 30th, we'll kick in a transponder and $10 in free tolls. Call 1-866-PAL-PASS or check us out at southernconnector.com. Some restrictions apply.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Let's face it, this is not the worst thing you've caught me doing.
Now, back to Kwok and Kelly on 105.5 The Roar.
Them jeans are faded in all the right places.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Locomar in Clemson is, I just realized I did it. Hey, we always make fun of that commercial where I'm like, hey, Zach.
Have we told the people the story about that commercial?
Should we pull back the curtain on that commercial?
One could, but should one?
Well, I'll just say it like this. That commercial, Kelly and I were supposed to do
the
it.
The Southern Connector commercial.
We went in and did it, and basically, it was just, and you can vouch for this, it was just like, you want to be person one or you want me? And you were like, you can be person one. I was like, okay. We just read it. Like, we read it live. We didn't read it beforehand. We just read it live. One take, done. We send it off, and the people from the Southern Connector send us back, and they're like, look, there's nothing really wrong with the commercial except for, don't really like that he is talking down to her like that, basically.
It sounds like the man is yelling at the woman about not taking the Southern Connector.
It was not, I mean, that's just the way it was. So anyway, that's why, instead of recutting the whole thing, switching roles, Zach just stepped in. And
because you did your trademark.
Hey, what is wrong with you?
Hey.
What is wrong with you?
And I was like, I'm so sorry.
And you know, in hindsight, it did not sound great, but we didn't think about it. So
hindsight is 20/20.
So we laugh about that. We have laughs. Locomart is a place where you can go and fill up your gas tank. They put that Marathon gas in your vehicle. Best gas anywhere. No question. It's fueling the American spirit. Also fueling American spirit for some of you is craft beer, and they have that available there for some of you. Food and drink selection everywhere. You name it, they got it at Locomart. And the friendliest staff that you're going to find at a convenience store. It's unbelievable. Conveniently located right off of Highway 123 and Highway 93 in Clemson. It's Locomart. Go by and see them today. Any other thoughts on the Florida State situation? I didn't want to spend a lot of time on that because I feel like it's inconsequential to their fledgling program, but
I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I wrote a column, my orange and white column. It was on Twitter today. And I was just trying to put myself in the mindset. And I don't mean to bring this up, but the reason I thought about it is the last time Clemson lost a home game to a divisional opponent was when, Kwok?
Was it 51-14?
It was 51-14. It had been 4 years and 23 days since Clemson lost 51-14 to Florida State in the game that must not be named, of course, but that was number 5 Florida State and Jameis Winston, number 3 Clemson and Taj Boyd, and it was just a rout from the beginning. We all remember that. So when you think back to that game, first of all, the idea that Clemson has not lost at home to a divisional opponent since that game is unbelievable, because the dominance in the division for the Tigers has been incredible. They've lost to one divisional opponent in 3 years, and that was Syracuse, which is crazy as well. But when
most of those games are bludgeonings, except Florida State, where they play close games.
And maybe NC State both times.
Yeah.
When you think back to 2013, I'm going to just ask you this, Kwok. Try to put yourself in your shoes then, following that loss. I imagine you were in the press box. Just think back to that feeling. I remember I was on the Hill, 51-14 in 2013. It was October 19th, 2013. If I told you, what if I told you? 30 for 30. If I told you 4 years later, Clemson would beat Florida State in Death Valley by 17 points, what would you say?
Back in 2013?
Like, just put yourself in that mindset right after that bludgeoning, right afterwards. Obviously, you're in the heat of the moment. But just think back to then. You wouldn't have believed me.
You know what I would have said? I would have said Clemson has a transformational, generational talent at quarterback.
There you go.
That's what I would have said.
You would have
Clemson
said,
has a program that is so above and beyond that you could do that.
And that's the thing is, maybe some people did see it coming. And that's fine. I mean, if you saw Clemson winning a national title right after they lost 51-14 to Florida State, by all means, good for you. You know, you're a prophet at that point. But I think a lot of people, if you just put it in that perspective of the last time Clemson lost a home divisional game was the Florida State game, 51-14. And then 4 years later, if you just think of the transformation that has happened for Clemson, now the defending national champions, a 16-point favorite over a team that beat them by 37 4 years ago, Clemson and Florida State as programs are in completely different stratospheres right now. I just don't think anyone could have predicted that. I think people saw that Dabo's program was moving in the right direction. They knew Deshaun Watson was coming in. They didn't know exactly what he was going to be. But I think that 51-14 loss was kind of an eye-opener in that Clemson thought it was elite, and it wasn't quite yet.
Wasn't quite there. Also, that Florida State program had like 20 NFL guys in a starting, and all of the every single one of the 11 starters on that defense playing in, like, not just on rosters, but playing in the league. That is astounding.
That's the other crazy part of it, is if you would have told me after that game that Florida State 4 years later would be 3-6, I would have laughed right in your face. I mean, there's just no way. So I think it does speak to the ever-changing nature of college football, right? And
sure,
it speaks to kind of this idea of you can fall off the top at any moment. We've seen that with Florida State.
Florida State is not in any way, shape, or form a quality program or a good program or a great program. Like, none of those things. But it does have talented pieces. And so I will point this out, that amidst your frustration, your valid, genuine, legitimate frustration, at Clemson's offensive inconsistencies and particularly the inability for anybody to just magically happen upon a deep pass completion. All of those things that you are doing it with a talent drain that would have sent most programs into a spiral, North Carolina, NC State next year.
You lose one quarterback when you're Florida State and suddenly you're 3-6. Clemson lost everybody.
Tight end, maybe the best tight end in school history. Again, you can at me on that. I'm going to say in 30 years we'll look back at Jordan Leggett and at least there will be a case to be made. I'm not saying that's it. I'm saying you can make the case. Top three, top four, top five wide receivers in school history. Maybe the best. You can make the argument, Mike Williams.
I mean, Artavis is the all-time leading receiver in terms of receptions.
Like 58-time All-ACC center. Transformational, generational talent at quarterback. Multiple NFL guys off your defense. You lost all that.
Wayne Gallman.
Your kicker gets hurt. You got all the... Yeah, you're out half your defensive starters, and you win by 17.
You cover the spread.
To win a division championship. I mean, it is remarkable when you think about that. And I agree with this. And I'm trying to find it because it was a really good point. I can't remember if it was on Twitter. I think it was a tweet. I'm gonna try to find it. It was a good question and sort of an example of the I guess the interesting dichotomy of this game. Where it was basically a best is a standard text where the texter was like, gosh, I wish I could find it. I just can't write off. So I'm going to paraphrase and I apologize if I butcher it. But essentially, Kelly, this is the point. Now, I want you to see if you agree or disagree with this. It was, why would we compare ourselves to other teams? To my point about nobody scored more against NC State offensively. Only Boston College scored more against Florida State offensively. And we're in game 10 or 9 with Florida State. Like, it's not like it's game 3 and they've only been a couple of guys. We're at the end of the season, and Clemson has had the most offensive output in terms of scoring against Florida State and NC State for the most part. They're saying best is a standard. My rebuttal to that rebuttal is, look at the players that you have at your disposal on offense. Look how the offense looks. Look at who's playing offense and tell me, doesn't it, with a Kelly Bryant-type player quarterback with an inability to hit any deep passes whatsoever, isn't it kind of impressive? That given the fact the offense doesn't look great and you feel like you're leaving points on the field, that you're still setting the tone for all teams in the country and you don't feel like you have an elite offense, and yet here we are? Isn't that kind of amazing?
Of the top four that we think will be announced tomorrow, let's just say it's going to be in some order, Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Miami. In all four of those teams, which team has gotten the least out of their quarterback?
Florida State.
No. The top four in the playoff race.
Oh, the top. I'm sorry.
This is not
I'm
2013.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Florida State's nowhere near the top near. Four. The top in the playoff, four. Right.
For some, I don't know what I thought you said, but I thought
you're
you said
good.
That.
You're good. Miami, Clemson, Oklahoma, and Bama.
You would have to make the case that Clemson is fourth on the list.
That's why. I mean, I see your point. It's impressive. Oklahoma's doing what they're doing because they have arguably the best quarterback in the country. Jalen Hurts looked pretty good against Mississippi State leading that final drive. He looked like he had ice in his veins. Rozier's been good. I mean, we need to talk about Miami. The last 2 weeks, he's been very good. We need to talk about Miami because I have kind of an overarching thought on the U. But, I mean, what if I say this sentence? Because you were just talking about, you know, Miami being back, whatever. Is Miami back? That's the question.
Oh, man.
And do they scare you a bit? Because you know the table is set. It's going to be Clemson and Miami in the ACC championship.
Here's the text. We'll talk about that in an hour or two. Here's the text. Here's the problem with your defense or the misfiring offense. We don't compare ourselves to others. Relative doesn't matter. Best is a standard, right? Well, yeah, but your best could still be 31 or, you know, 38 points. We cannot take the foot off the gas in the second half from here on out because teams will keep coming. The reality is you took your foot off the gas and the other team came and you still won by 17 last week. You've been doing it.
The reality as well is that Dabo doesn't take the foot off the gas unless he can. He didn't take his foot off the gas against NC State.
You know what really good teams are doing when they're up big this time of the year? Like good teams with aspirations like, I don't know, Oklahoma. You don't call plays that are going to give people something to watch on film for no reason. You're not going to give away Tennessee.
You only blow people out if you need to. Ohio State.
Right. There's no point in showing a bunch of play. Did they win a game? Did they win a game comfortably? Yes.
Miami needed to blow out Notre Dame. Once they realized they could, they thought this is going to help us in terms of rankings. It benefited Miami.
Here's another final thought in this hour, and I can't believe this. Like, Matt about 31 easily could have been 42.